This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting this show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. There's going to be a link in the description so you can do just that. I just want to give a mini, before we start anything else, this is a very mini grapevine. I'm glad that this is a video show, this is a video podcast, but my nose is so itchy today. And every single, I've been doing this all day, and it looks like I'm picking my nose, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But see, if this was just an audio-only show, I could just dig all in there and just get that itch. But I can't,
but
because
can't.
I got to worry about people
right.
looking at the camera.
People would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that John from the Clearview Today Show picks his nose on the air.
I do have...
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do have another question for you, Ryan.
Okay?
Buddy.
Because it is a rare tradition this
day
and age.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a rare tradition this day and age to read any good
condition.
News on the Clearview Today
lyrics.
Page.
Okay, it's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Yes,
not
true.
Tradition. I'm wrong.
Well, the next line is love and tradition of the grand design.
That's probably just transposed it.
This is the segment of our show. This is called Did I Do That? It's where we pretty much unveil cringy or embarrassing moments from our past or our not so distant past, things that have happened to us. But this one is a story from my distant past. I've been a worship pastor at Clearview for 11 years. It'll be 12 this coming up February. But I also was playing at, you know, other churches before that. So this did not happen at Clearview. This happened at another church when I was much younger. We had a guest come to our church to preach. He was a messianic Jewish person. And so it was kind of a big deal. So we were like, hey, we want to hit songs that are about, you know, Jesus, the cross. We want to keep it in that theme. So we were like, what if we do a hymn and we'll do Oh, How I Love Jesus? And it was all good. And what ended up happening was I didn't know that hymn. I knew the chorus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. But that wasn't part of our rotation. So I had to look up the verse. I looked it up like once, 10 minutes before we were supposed to play it.
Mm.
And I was leading it.
Yikes.
That's if you're a worship leader, bad idea. Don't do
bad
that.
Bad move.
I was like 17. So I knew better, but I just thought I was better than I was. So we get up there, right? And then something ends up happening where they're like, hey, we're going to switch a couple of the songs around last minute. And I was like,
uh-oh.
I don't like that.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that. So because that was not my call. I wasn't the worship pastor at that church, but I did lead a couple of songs. So They ended up switching some songs around and they put Oh How I Love Jesus up front. So I was like, okay, weird, but okay. So we start playing. I cannot think of how the verse goes.
Oh no.
It's not coming to me. There's guitars. There's like a little, we had like a little, like a little cajon. There's some bass. The piano's going, but
that's,
it's not playing the vocal melody.
Feeling.
And I've got a church full of people like, so I'm like, oh, so I don't know what I was thinking. I just was honest. I was like, guys, I'm going to be on, like, while the music was, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot remember the melody to this verse, like trying to break it with comedy. Everybody in the congregation starts singing it in a different key, different timing, different times. There's a person on stage next to me, like leaning over to me. There is a name that I love to hear. But like, imagine that 20 or 30 different times in different keys and in different. It's just a cacophony of voices coming at me. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Fear has taken hold of my body. And I just go, hey, everybody, stop. Stop. I'm 17 years old. And like the congregation is like stopping. They're looking around. They're like, like kind of pointing the left. And like the band just kind of stops. And I'm like, everybody stop, stop, stop. It is the most awkward, like cringy, heavy thing. I've never felt heavier in my life. And I was like, Robbie, sing me the verse. And he sings it again. And I go, okay, there is a name. And we kind of start playing. I'm not starting in the right key. And I have to like shift to get into it.
Oh, no.
Nobody is worshiping the Lord.
Oh, no.
For the whole song, nobody's focused on the Lord.
I have like secondhand cringe.
The whole time that guest pastor is standing there just like, That was a severe worship fail. Have you ever had a worship fail like that?
A worship fail?
Or have you ever seen one like that? Yeah, a worship fail where like you're...
I've seen them for sure. Yeah, people start in the wrong key. They start on the wrong verse. They start on the wrong song.
In person?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, growing up, like we would start, we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 5. And then they'll stand up and for some reason, somebody like leading starts on verse 2. Or they start on a completely different song. And I'm like, did we not practice this at all?
Worship fails are so cringy and so bad because the whole point is you're setting the tone for worship. You're setting an atmosphere.
By nature of what you're doing, everyone's automatically looking at you.
Yes, yes. Like at a concert, if the band makes a mistake, they can be charismatic. They can be like, man, we messed up, but we're here to have a good time, right? Woo! In church, you're setting a tone of worship. Yeah. So, man, you got to be on it. That's what makes them so cringy. But we're going to talk to Dr. Shaw because I'm sure in his 20-something years of pastoring, 28, 29 years of pastoring, he's seen his
share of worship fails.
We try to keep them as minimal as possible at Clearview. But I mean, they happen, man.
There's plenty available out there. So do this. Send in your favorite worship fails. Maybe it's a video that you've seen or a picture you've seen. Send it into the phone number and maybe we'll play it on the air.
Some of them are bad. We're going to play one on the air today because I found one that kind of prompted this whole thing.
Terrible.
They're bad. Some of them are bad. But we'll get to that.
Send those in 252-582-5028 or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shaw's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shaw has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, I don't know if you know this, but there's an entire community out there dedicated to finding some of the cringiest, the most wild worship fails I've ever seen in my entire life. Have you ever been a part? See, at Clearview, we are very, very, very careful not to have, like, to minimize these types of worship fests.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it's never happened, but they're
it's
few
rare.
And far
it's
between.
Very rare.
One of our vision statements, uh-huh. in fact, the starting one was that we envision worship services that are that have a high standard of excellence.
Correct.
And they are designed to honor our Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right, right.
And encourage the saints and reach the lost.
That's
our high standard of excellence.
Mm-hmm. Excellence, and this is a lesson that I had to learn. Excellence can't happen when you shoot from the hip. Mm. You can get lucky, but it's not.
It's the exception. Not
isn't that where the Holy Spirit works is when you shoot from the hip?
I don't think so.
The Holy Spirit works in the planning process.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've never seen the Holy Spirit come up to any, or the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament never appeared to anyone and goes, hey, just go with it.
Just
no,
go
he's
with
like,
it.
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what you do.
That's right.
They plan it all out. But I remember you telling me that you might get lucky, but just because you pull it off does not mean that you operated with excellence.
Right.
So all that to say, it doesn't happen here. Have you ever seen a true like worship fail? Like have
yes.
you ever gone to a conference
yes.
or like something
I have.
Else?
I have a few times, and this does not have to do with contemporary music.
Right, right.
Sometimes people think only if it's contemporary that it happens. Oh no. I've seen some very traditional train wrecks.
Here in America, at your dad's church? Or
no,
did,
I mean,
worship?
Here in America. Oh, yeah, in my dad's church, too. Not in my dad's church, because he had the same kind of standard of excellence.
Uh-huh.
Very different style of music mm-hmm. and all that. But I've been to other churches, and somebody decided to start out on a very high key or whatever, and it was terrible. Or this guy was playing the drums, you know, the tabla is what you call
yeah.
them, and I mean, he went crazy with it, and it's like, somebody take that away from him.
Who signed up on this?
So
traditional train wrecks, I think, was my favorite part of this whole
thing. Yeah, traditional train wrecks is pretty great. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
Or somebody,
with
all of a sudden, they think, we are part of the Gator Vocal Band.
Yeah, here we go, gang. Let's hit it.
We can sit like them.
You cannot.
This is like
friend.
The homecoming thing happening.
Yeah, everybody together. Let's do it. During the break, I found a few videos.
Okay.
I want to show you one right now.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, it's hard to watch. And then we'll do the Clearview Current. We might come back to it. But this one here is this one's rough.
For the drums.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
Sure.
It's okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Little pitchy, but everybody is. I'm a little pitchy too.
All right.
I think it's a stream mix. So I think it's like, okay, well.
Nobody sounds good in a stream
mix. Yeah, you're fighting it. You're fighting
it. She's doing a good job. She's doing good. Whoa. Oh.
Now, can you pause it for a second? I don't know if you've heard the song Oceans by Hillsong.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not it.
That ain't in it.
What is happening there?
Well, so go ahead. I thought it was a drum machine on her keyboard that she hit a wrong button, right? But then I'm like, that's not even in time. What's going on? I'm like, oh, tell me that's not a drummer. And then the camera pans out.
Here we go. And there he is. Look at him go.
Oh,
look at him go.
Wipeout.
Oh, wow.
And then the pad just.
Take me deeper than my feet.
Now he's like, I just gotta.
Look at him looking at us.
Strong.
All right, let me wait a minute. Let's put this little mallet away, get my stick out. Here it comes. Yep, forget that.
Uh-oh. I hear the four on the floor is bad. Watch his legs, Dr. Shaw. Watch his legs. Y'all should really be watching this.
Oh, my. I feel for that lady.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know if this is...
His leg.
Digga, 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 digga. Digga, 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 digga. No one else is reacting, so was this planned? Was this rehearsed?
That's what I don't know.
Now, David, you're a drummer. What's going on there? What's happening
tell me
in his world?
No one is even like blinking.
What is happening?
I don't think this guy's a drummer. Like
he had to fill in real quick.
I mean, he's playing drums. I mean, he's putting some rhythm into it, but what went wrong? Do you think this worship, because they're not reacting like this, they're going along with it. So I am thinking this was planned, but it was planned like in their heads,
right?
Like we do this and it builds up and it just moves people, but when it actually is executed, it moves them all wrong.
Yeah, this is one of those ideas.
It moves them
like
out the door
in the drawing board. People are like, this is going to be great.
Hey, when he comes in, I mean, y'all just keep going because it's going to just build it.
Maybe they just they planned it out and they all practiced it separately.
From a drum perspective, what do you think happened? What went wrong? Like Dr. Shaw said, what went wrong?
Well, one, no dynamics in the drums at all. It's just all out from the beginning. Two, my favorite part of the whole thing is the digga 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 with his feet.
The double bass.
He's trying to add double bass into a song that you can't add double bass into Ocean.
Well, yes. You know, one time, this is about almost 10 years ago, we had a young man who came through here and he played drums for a little while. John, you were here.
I was here.
And he took it upon himself to install the double kicks, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And
he was legitimately a good drummer, but I would not say it was appropriate for worship at all. And the bad part is it influenced some of the younger drummers who came up behind.
Oh, yeah. They thought, I could do this too.
This is it. This is drumming.
Yeah. And it was, I want to say this and then we can move on to the Clearview Current. Agree or disagree, he has not heard the song.
Oh, agree.
He has not heard Oceans. He got up and played a song that he never wants to listen to.
If he has, he was like, that's good, but I'm going to make it great.
I can make it gooder.
Yeah, not great. I'm going to make it gooder. It'll be the goodest it's ever sounded.
I'm blown away. When I saw that, that was hard for me to get through the first time.
So now are we not going to listen to another one? Do you have another one?
Let's listen to one more, then we'll do the clear
Okay,
current.
Which one do we listen to?
Let's listen to the one on how not to intro a worship service. So before you play it, I want to say this. This is something Dr. Shaw has helped me with because I am not good. Well, I was not good at opening up a service. I followed like a script, like, hey, guys, let's stand up to our feet. We're going to worship the Lord our God together. Get on into the song. And so Dr. Shaw has helped me over the years. Hey, man, you know, vary it up a little bit. Connect with people. Say, you know, tell them good morning. Greet them. Connect with them. You've got 30 seconds. Say something impactful. I think someone should have had that conversation with this worship team. I almost can't believe it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ooh.
Oh. So wait. The three different people who spoke in there.
I think it's the same guy. Well,
the girl did it. Yeah. And then there's a lady.
There's someone else.
And then there's the opposite end of the Spanish.
Let's try it again.
Let's try it again.
Come on.
One.
All right, another one.
Two.
That's three people.
Three different people
are introducing that
song. Introing the song. None of them were good. Come on. And that the first girl, I fell into that trap. Come on. But it's too aggressive. First thing in the morning, you're yelling at people
I think
to come on.
They must have been like, you know, I'm sick and tired of people just standing there staring at the screen. Hey, look, if we get hype, they will follow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They got hype. But yeah, nobody
but
followed.
Then, yeah, but then you're like...
Wipeout.
Yeah, it was like Wipeout. they need him on the drums for the other one. Should we just go ahead and listen to the next one?
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's do it. And then we gotta do the Clearview Current. But this one is one that I have to say Dr. Shaw introduced me to.
Oh boy.
This is one that let's just play it. Just play it.
Well, this next and final song is gonna be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years.
Ooh,
this guy's famous.
It has took me a lot of places I didn't think I would be at.
Wow, he must be good.
But it was the first time on stage, New Year's Eve 2002, with one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance.
Ooh.
And I was privileged to be able to sing with.
I know, right? Okay. He was waiting for it, too. He paused.
I don't know if I beat him that night or not, but ever since then, we've had competitions. I've wore him out.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm telling you, this dude's a singer.
Or anything, but that's what happened.
Not to make me look good or anything, but that's what happened.
This is one that also my friends at my hometown church.
You better deliver after a setup like this.
Salisbury, North Carolina has
shout out to Salisbury.
Their top choice, so therefore we're going to finish off with this one. It's called Looking for a City.
Oh, here we go.
City.
All right.
Yep.
Let's hear this guy sing.
Look, he's... Look. What?
Really? Okay. Not a great start, but you can save it.
I didn't know you was going to start out with...
Oh.
Looking for a city built above.
Okay.
Whoa. Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where the city
So pause for a second.
Is it because he was confused the guy started on that high key?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But he said, I didn't know you were going to start out with that. But you don't accidentally start in the wrong key if you don't rehearse. Like, did you not rehearse? You didn't know that's what he was going to be doing? And also, if you do, you don't go forward with it.
Yeah, it's right. Like, wait. Yeah, let's start again. Over. Yeah, let's start again.
Right.
But so, okay, let's continue. Never say goodbye.
Now, okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but isn't there a key change in this?
There's many.
You're not going to be able to hit it. Stop before
this
it's too late.
Song is done by...
Here, I can...
Who does this song?
I'll find it real quick.
I mean, this is part of the Southern Gospel favorites, okay?
Oh, this guy, when I... the Gaithers, Bill and Gloria Gaither.
Okay. But I mean, it's done by...
There's a bunch of people.
Vestal Goodman and Johnny
Goodman's
Cook.
Goodman's do the best of this song. Okay. All right, so let's continue how he...
All right, you didn't nail it.
Like he's already glaring. Like,
don't glare at the piano player. This is on you. What'd you say? What did you say?
There's still so much time left in this video. It's like all halfway
Let's
through.
Let's maybe do one more key change.
One more key change.
It hurts my molars.
It hurts my ears and my stomach. All right, dude, I can't no more.
Oh, he stood up. Oh.
All right, man, this is bad
Notice
radio.
These are several keys higher, but we have not gotten any higher.
I'm looking at our live
That's
demographics.
That's all I'm doing.
See you.
Oh, boy.
All right, man. We've lost so many listeners.
Someone lied to that.
The
poor
Truth
boy.
Network is hemorrhaging money right now. I just got an email from Big Stu, man. We're in big trouble. He said, don't ever put anything like that on your show.
Well, the problem is, you know, I mean, that gentleman, I'm sure he is. That video right there, I would say, is from like the early 2000s. So I came across that video years ago.
Whew.
Years ago. And then something was happening or somebody said something and it just sparked my memory. And I was like, wait, I know a song like that. Hey, put this in. And we put it in and we just sat there and watched this train wreck.
How do you get into the Clearview Current like from there?
I'm glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
Dr. Shaw, have you ever heard of a guy named Lee Strobel?
Yes, of
Lee
course.
Strobel.
Yes, yes.
Once or twice.
Yeah, he's this kind of obscure figure. I've never really heard of him before today. But he wrote an article, and it actually launched on Thursday, August 29th, is a brand new article that just came out that basically says that apologetics is the gateway to reaching Gen Z. Mm. He was saying that there's a time when this is a time when overall American Christian population is declining. And there's a lot of researchers out there who are saying that Gen Z is going along with it. But actually, research indicates the very, very opposite, that Gen Z that spirituality and religion is rising among Gen Z.
Yeah.
So he's saying that apologetics is sort of that gateway to get them in.
Just a quick word about Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel was a journalist for the Chicago Tribune. I mean, he is well educated, went to law school at Yale and so very educated man, but was not a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And then through a series of incidents, whatever, his wife began to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lee came along, but he came along more to disprove Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to take notes and listen and study on his own and listen to the preacher. And then in time, he realized what he went to disprove actually saved him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he realized that everything that he was throwing against Christianity was not only standing up to it, but there was power in the gospel to change his own life.
That's right.
And he gave his life to Jesus Christ. And he wrote several of these investigative books like The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, The Case for the Resurrection,
mm-hmm.
The Case for Creation, The Case for Easter. Yeah, and there's one just came out, if I'm not wrong. But anyways, yeah. So he's been writing on apologetics for quite some time.
Is it Is God Real?
Maybe it is. Maybe okay. it is. That's okay. the book. And then there were also other books that he wrote years and years ago. I think it was.
He's got The Case for Christmas too.
And the case for Christmas
and The Case for Heaven.
And there's another
case
one
for Heaven.
Out.
Yep.
There's a new one coming out next year.
Which is called
Seeing the Supernatural.
Okay. Nice. So a lot of books like that, and they have really helped people. I have recommended his books to a lot of people. Now, I won't agree with everything that Lee Strobel stands for or believes, but overall, mm-hmm. great apologist.
Yeah. And I love this article too, because I think this is a time where, especially in 2024, there's Christian parents, there's church leaders who are terrified that their children are going to leave the faith.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so I don't know if there's this big push for them to become apologetics experts, but Dr. Shaw, apologetics is a big part of what we do here.
Yeah, you know,
we have an entire division called Clearview Apologetics.
That's right.
Based
we
on
do.
Just that.
Yeah. And so we've done several apologetics conferences mm-hmm. here called right. Clearview Apologetics. Mm-hmm. And the first one, I think it was in 2019, just mm-hmm. on the importance of textual criticism. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
What yeah. is it? Mm-hmm. And we had my friends, Gurry Mead, mm-hmm. Dr. Black, mm-hmm. Dr. Robinson that came. I spoke as well. And then 2 years ago, 2022, mm-hmm. we had one on, can we reach the original text?
That's right.
The New Testament.
That's right.
And again, we had Peter Gurry from Phoenix Seminary, Dr. Robinson, Maurice Robinson, who's behind the Byzantine text, Dr. Mm-hmm. David Allen Black, and myself, and we spoke. And so that's a big part of who we are.
That's right.
That's a big part of my ministry.
That's right. And we want to let you guys know that 2022 conference actually produced an original book that is available right now that Dr. Shaw wrote. It basically is compiling all those chapters into four different, I guess you'd call them essays or papers.
Yeah.
But based on that question, can we recover the original text? So that book is actually available right now on Amazon. We'll leave a link for you to go ahead and grab that.
Yeah. It's so important too, thinking in terms of apologetics where Gen Z is concerned. Cause if you're thinking about Gen Z, most of them are headed toward college in that mm-hmm, young adult mm-hmm. age range. So you have the whole trope of go off to school and you have a professor who tries to disprove the Bible mm-hmm. or you know, you're out from mom and dad and you're kind of entering the world on your own. So giving them that apologetics foundation is so important. And this article shows that that's actually what they're hungry for. That's what they're looking for.
That's right. The problem today, what people do is, hey, I don't understand that. I cannot believe it. I'm going to step back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's true.
Stay the course until you come to the place where God explains it to you. He shows it to you. And then you are more solid in your faith, in your understanding than you were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Don't write books immediately. Some of these guys do that. And it's just so annoying to me. You know, these sometimes musicians or these one hit wonders, you know, people who, you know, went from zero to a church with 5,000 people and 15 campuses. And they are the wonder boys.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you hear they're walking away from their faith.
Right. Because you don't realize that, yes, all that stuff happened, but it happened in a span of like 2 or 3 years.
Right.
You know,
maybe even 5, 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they never got established in their faith. They had doubts and they did not say, okay, I need to work on these doubts and I keep holding on to the framework that I'm in, mm-hmm. but I'm going to work on these doubts mm-hmm. and answer those questions for myself. Okay, if it comes down to it at the end of 10 years that completely you are following a sham and Jesus is not the Son of God, none of this is true, okay, then abandon everything.
Right.
Which I doubt will happen.
Right.
But if you know, just the way you became so popular with that book or with that album, you think, you know what? I'm going to write a book on how I left Christianity.
Mm.
Because I can be just as popular.
That's
and
true.
All of a sudden, you know, Satan loves that.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes you're the popular Christian wonder child to now the ex-Christian wonder child. And people go, oh my gosh, how did that happen? I am so hurt. And the other side is like, yes, come on over. Your eyes are finally open to the truth. But inside that person, I believe it's nothing but utter darkness and confusion.
100%.
And they can pretend. I get it. Some of these guys pretend so well. They're salespeople. They pretend like, oh, no, I'm cool. No, look, you're in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're pretending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. When you wander away from the light, you can't help but be in darkness.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Oh, were we going anywhere?
Yeah, you close it.
Okay, sorry.
You're good.
I'm going to hit the button.
Yeah.
It's so great. So helpful for us, especially those of you who are Gen Z at home or maybe parents of those who are Gen Z. Push them toward apologetics. Help them wrestle with and grapple with the deep things of their faith and help them answer those questions and stand upon the truth of God's word. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the gospel of Jesus. And it will make sure that we don't have any worship fails like you saw today in the future.
I was going to give you guys some encouragement as we leave. If you're a worship leader, if you're a worship pastor, if you are in charge of your church's worship, don't pull a stunt like that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that no more.
Talk to your drummer ahead of time and listen to the drum lick that he has prepared before like the day of.
That's right. That's right.
Lots of great content coming your way next week. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.